Aleph Kuf Samech Ches at the bottom. Adam ho'isekim atzmoi muchach la'amod al likuyei nafshei. A person who's involved with himself, scrutinizing himself, must necessarily come to recognize shortcomings. Haloimed musar bikvius. A person who learns musar regularly, misnakesh tadir imideis unetiesos, constantly collides against negative midoyis, negative tendencies. Sur mera, the pasuk in Tehillim, lichoira zehu hatzav harishon vayechidi bechol she'anu oskim metzmenu. Seemingly, this is the first and only imperative in being involved with oneself. Sur mera, umeruvach hasadea. There's a popular misconception. Ki zohi kol megamas limud musar. This is the entire objective of learning musar. Legalois ulganois esera, to discover and to denigrate that which is bad within oneself. Ulam zoi chatzemes. At best, this is a half truth. Haschalas kol avidat piratis hidavka chavayas rememusa adam. The beginning of individual work is the opposite, as we said in the previous paragraph. It's the experience of one's exaltedness, the opposite of pettiness. Mishelo omad meolam al rememusa adam mitzirasoi. A person has never ascertained this, has never thought, analyzed this idea of the greatness of a human being. His entire involvement with himself is to expand his knowledge about the negative which is within him, and to scold himself for that. Gradually, but surely, he will sink into despair. Uvasoif yashlim himara. Ultimately, he will reconcile himself to the negative within himself. Me'efes tikva letaknoi, out of no hope to improve. Divrei chovoyes elevavoyes, ba'pesicha l'shara kniya yeshamshu yesod l'chol avot esenu. So the words of the chovoyes elevavoyes in his introduction to shara kniya, the gate of humility, will serve as a foundation for this entire self-aveda, private aveda. He writes, ha'kniya techalek l'shosha chalakim. Kenya, this word that he uses, has three manifestations, two of which are negative. Echad mem koileles adam verabim miminei baleachim shenam debrim. The first manifestation of kenya includes many human beings and many behemos. Vehu dalus anefesh. Correctly, it's not called kenya. It should be called the impoverishment of the soul. It afflicts the more foolish among the human species, the less knowledgeable, because of the lack of the knowledge, and the weakness of their recognition of their souls and its value. And these people display kni'a. It's only called kni'a by convention. It's just what people call it. But in truth, hudalusa nefesh. It's impoverishment, the ivreina, it's a blindness, basichlus agoveres aleha, with the foolishness that overcomes it, mereois mashiesh boita kanasa, the lack of ability to see the positive aspects of the nefesh. Kemoish kasuv the pasuk in Yoiv, ki libam tzafanta miseichel, alken lo iterumim. That's not knia, says the Chovos Elevavos, that's just foolishness and impoverishment. Aval ha-keni'ahi, true humility is asher tiyeh achar rememus ha-nefesh. It's something, a state of mind that comes after one's soul is exalted. Ve'yisnase'ah mishtatef im ha-behemois b'midosan ha-megunos. A person is totally separated from the world of behemois. He no longer participates in their midois. Yeah, in the midois that characterize behemois, the eating and other things. It comes when a person's high. He no longer resembles the midos of lower and lowly people. It comes with them when a person's wisdom, a person recognizes the preciousness of his soul, and a clear knowledge of one's good midos and the less good. When humility comes after this, when it's samuch, when it's juxtaposed and follows this state of mind, as the emida meshubah, then and only then is kniya something that is worthy and admirable. Devarim eile, these words of the Chovos Elevavos, anemarim klapei ho'anava, which are said in the context of humility, masvim lefanenu esaderech bechol avodah musaris. They trace a path for us in all avida. Adam she'inu makir yikras nefesh. A person does not recognize the preciousness, the uniqueness of his nefesh. Asur loy lechatet belikuya. He is forbidden to scratch in its shortcomings, uliyaser atzum al tchunes amar ois, and to afflict himself and to scold himself for his negative tendencies. Admoir meur enenu maran Rabbi Yerucham Alevi zechuna levecha. That's Rabbi Yerucham Alevi Leibovich from Mir Omar. He used to say, Oy loy le'adam she'inu makir likuya nefesh. Woe to a person who does not recognize his shortcomings and failures. He doesn't know what he is supposed to repay. He does not recognize the project that has been given to him. But doubly woe to a person who doesn't know his ma'alois, his talents, his achievements, his capabilities. Such a person not only does not know the project, he doesn't know what tools he has at his disposal. Certainly, the ultimate goal is sur mera, as the pasuk says there in Tehillim. Aval oid lifnei she'anu nigashim laze, before we approach this, aleinu lilmod musar chiyuvi. We have to learn what he calls positive musar. Kloimar, that is to say, le'oirer b'limud musar es ha'akara chiyuvis shel rimus adam. Again, through the learning of musar, to awaken within us, to kindle the positive recognition of a person's exaltedness, that compels him to live a life which is not trivial, to live above that. Yeshev Adam Chatzisha, let a person sit for half an hour. Vilmad Musar, Bisfasain Belekoes Berigshas Nefesh Usara Saroch. Here he's quoting the words of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant that we see so often in that famous letter where he outlines that that process that we call hispa'alus. So a person should learn musar with burning lips, with an emotional involvement, with an excitement, and learn the following statement of Chazal that we learned in a previous page: Chayav kol echad ve'echad loimar bishuli nivra ilam. Each and every individual is obligated to say, "The world was created for me. It is worthwhile for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to the trouble of creating the world for me." And Chazal says it's an obligation. So to learn that in that way, in hispa'alus. Nigamel reshiskov, the first thing we have to do is to wean ourselves mikatnus hamusag al atzmenu, from the small horizons that we have, concepts that we have about ourselves, kilo anachnu pe'utim uktanei erech, that we are insignificant, umero enu miyodenu, who knows, who sees, who cares. Nelamed uneshanel latzmenu, we should learn and then repeat ourselves, rimemus nefesh, he is just using the words of the Chovos HaLevavos above, to teach oneself the greatness of the person's nefesh, that it is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that it's separated and totally distinct from the behemois in their lowly midos. Kedayim advarim lifkoach eneinu, we can learn this concept of Romamus and Nefesh everywhere in Sifrei Musar. They're saturated with this idea. Come and see. Dugma achas mini rabois, one example out of many. Keitzad boikas Romamus Adam. How this concept of the greatness of a human being bursts forth. Davka mitoch ikar acharata shel asharei teshuva. Specifically in a context which we would not necessarily expect it, the concept of charata, of regret for one's mistakes in Sha'arei Teshuva. But you see, davka there, says Rabbeinu Yaina, v'ra'a mizois, the person is regretting, even worse than this, ki ha'yisi ala nefesh ha'yekara achzari, I was cruel towards the precious soul that I possess. And he continues, v'ma yila b'chol kinyaneha, what good is the soul with all of its precious acquisitions Imra'a b'nei Adonai, if I spoil it and make it evil in the eyes of its master. V'nei ha-boyre nofach b'pi nishmas chayim, the Creator blew into me a soul of life, v'chachmas leiv, v'teva sechel, capable of wisdom, of intellect, l'hakiroi, in order to know him, ul'ir'a mipanav, v'limshoil baguf v'chol d'elusav, to dominate the body, da-da-da, k'ar shehim shila al sh'a b'alechim she'ena medabrim. Because the soul is precious to Hashem, nichbada, it is distinguished, etc. Nimtza, what emerges is kibli hakara b'yisroin chokhma v'yikas nafsho. Without that recognition of what Rabbeinu Yonah speaks about, the, the unique aspects of the human soul, and certainly the Jewish soul, it's not possible to have true regret for averois. That's the point of Rabbeinu Yonah. The way I picture it to myself is if a person visits someone and accidentally, without intent whatsoever, he knocks a vase over. But suddenly, go to Woolworths and it's another 20 rand, another 50 rand. One doesn't feel a whole despondent for having done that. So, I broke a vase, I'll replace it. If a person knew that what he just knocked was a Ming vase that dates back centuries and is worth millions of dollars, then it's not, his approach would be completely different. It's not, this is irreplaceable. What I did is a terrible thing, to break a Ming vase worth millions of dollars, and it's irreplaceable, it's unique. Then you can feel true regret. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying over here. A person's a behemoth. So what does he care if he's done a chait? What is he damaged? Nothing of value. But if a person understands that he's got a nefesh worth, it's a part of chelek olekam imal, and it's precious and it's unique and all of these things, memeli can feel a true regret for mistakes, for having harmed this nefesh. That's this paragraph in Rabbeinu Yonah. Last paragraph here. Ein af echad meitanu she'en matzpono miyasura l'chataim shonim. There's none of us, not a single individual, whose conscience doesn't trouble him for certain chataim. Kasher maschilim lilmod musar, when we begin to learn musar, misoirer techef hamatzpon umazgil lanu es chataynu. Immediately the conscience is awakened and reminds us of our mistakes. Uvazem ishtalet alenu matzav ruach hanotel latzvus. And it causes a mood to rule over us, to dominate us, which tends towards depression. Ve'einan oselenu bekalus, doesn't allow us easily to rise above this, to see importance and distinction within ourselves. We have to overcome that. So that, heaven forbid, the learning of Musa that we do should not remain sterile, without positive outcomes. Hava nilmad yikras nafshenu. Let's learn, first of all, yikras anefesh. Rak acharei she'an yodim imen. It's only after the person knows of such a thing. And parenthetically, but very important, vidya musaris, when you speak about knowing something in the context of musar, eina yediya yevesha, it doesn't mean an intellectual knowledge, ela chavaya pnimis, it means an inner experience. When a person experiences this and realizes what we're talking about, then, and only then, neschil litboa ma'atzbenu surmera, then a person can start demanding of himself, surmera, charata vazivas chet, a person can then start speaking about regret, and leaving the chet, and onwards. The work of Musar, the war that one wages against the Yetzer, it's not a project for small-minded people. In modern Hebrew, there's a slang term, Rosh Katan, literally a small head. Small-mindedness, very small horizons, people who are just locked into trivialities. And that's what he's speaking about, Katnus de Mochina, a small mind. That's how the Ramchal explains this approach. He says, this is the most powerful and most potent medicine that you can possibly conjure up against the Yetzirah. It's easy. It has tremendous benefits and fruit. What is it? Shi'amoid ha'adam b'chol yom lefachois sha'a achas ponui b'sh'akol ha'machshavos. That a person should clear every day a certain period of time when he is free of all other thoughts. L'chashuv rak l'zeh, to think only about this. V'yivakesh b'levavoy, should seek in his heart during this time when he's meditating on this. Me asu ha'rishaynim avoy sa'ilam. What did the early ones, the avoy sa'ilam, what did they do? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu so desired them and so loved them. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? What did David HaMelech do? All these Gdolim. What did they do that caused Hashem to be so impressed with them? And then reached the conclusion, how good it would be for a person to do this throughout the rest of his life to achieve this. Then his thoughts can detect or think about
his situation. Where is he holding, as we say in the modern expression? Where is he standing? Is he standing on the path that these great individuals trod? Be mine or not? This is the most powerful and most potent medicine against Yetzirah. This time for meditation, for his boinenus, every day. Says the author, Zeu ha-musar ha-chiyuvi. This is positive musar. Ha-shalav ha-rishon ve-limud u-avodah. It's the first stage in one's learning in avodah. To think about what these great people did, that's positive musar. Meforashim ha-devarim betana de-ve-eliyahu perichafei. It's explicit in that midrash tana de-ve-eliyahu. Chayav adam lo-imar mosayu ma'asai le-ma'asai avraham yitzchak ve-yaakov. Again, a person is obligated to say, when are my accomplishments going to reach those of Abraham, Yitzchak, ve-yaakov? And the author says, Chayav adam lo-magad. A person is obligated to say this. Ki zoi ha-schalam yesod. This is the beginning, it's a foundation. Umanoi aluk tanei ha-moyach. How foolish are those, again, small-minded fools. But imagine that there are different shitois in Musar about this, different ideologies in Musar. As if one school of Musar speaks about the greatness of man, another one doesn't hold by the greatness of man. There's no possibility of machloikas here in fundamental ideas. Let's continue the words of the Ramchal in Derech Eitz Chayim, Dvarim Noraim, really awesome words. If you feel that Yetzirah is very powerful, this is what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was so concerned about, and he screamed about this. That's the source of it in the Zohar. The Zohar says as follows: woe to people. The Kutshabrichu Asur Imahin Begalus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bound up with them in the Galus. It's not like Galusa Beshchinta. The Galus is in Shechina with them. The Shechina is with them in the Galus. Vayifen Koi Vachoi Vayakien Ish. Now, this is, of course, a paraphrase. When Moshe Rabbeinu, just before he killed the Mitzri, right, the Pasuk says, look this way, that way, saw nobody there. That's why he's speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's looking this way and looking this way. And he sees nobody there, nobody's interested. Each person is involved in his own preoccupation, in their own projects, and nobody's interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person doesn't think about this, he will find it extremely difficult to reach perfection. But the person who does think about this is very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the author now, a person doesn't think thoughts of greatness, to try and learn from the example of Gdolei Olam, he'll find it exceedingly difficult to reach any sort of accomplishment level. But the person who dares to think about this, the mere thought of wanting, of aspiring, he approaches perfection by a huge leap. Adkan.